Two of Acis and Galatea, George Frideric Handel's first English composition that made the British public fall in love with his music, the monster Polyphemus enters and attempts to woo Galatea, who flees in terror. Damon advises the giant to woo Galatea more gently, but Acis leaps to Galatea's defense and challenges Polyphemus to battle. After Galatea's pleading, the lovers decide that pledging eternal faith to one another will suffice. The jealous Polyphemus sees this exchange and hurls a rock at Acis, killing him instantly. As Galatea mourns the loss of Acis, she decides to use her divine power to make him immortal. And so she transforms him into a fountain with godlike powers. Here is Act Two of Acis and Galatea, by George Frideric Handel.
Hey! Ruddier than the cherry, oh sweeter than the berry. Oh ruddier than the cherry, oh sweeter than the berry. Oh nymph of bright and moonshine night, like kindling light and merry. Oh nymph of bright and moonshine night, like kindling light and merry. Like kindling light and merry, like kindling light and merry. Oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry. Oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry. Oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry. Oh, nymph of bright and moonshine night, like kindlings fly the merry. Bright and moonshine night, like kindlings by the merry. With the fairest heart are running, still my warm embrace is shunning.
The lion calls not to his prey,
the Polyphemus, great as Jove, calls to empire and love, to his palace in the rock, to his dairy, to his flock, to the grape of purple hue, to the plum of glossy blue, wildings which expecting stand, proud to be gathered high by a hand.
Of infant names to make my food,
thank you. gently, kindly treat her. Suffering is the lover's part. Softly, gently, softly, gently, kindly treat her. Suffering is the lover's part.
Thank you.
When beauty's a prize, what mortal is dying?